And now the first movie that's gotten huge attention, Interview with the Vampire, I'm pleased to have Anne Rice back with us. Welcome.
Thank you very much. Glad to be here.
So you like this movie?
I love this movie.
Why?
I wouldn't be here if I didn't love this movie. I would be at home crying in bed. I wouldn't have come out of the house. I absolutely loved it.
But what happened between, well, I tell you what, remember our last broadcast
here?
Sure,
yeah, I was panic-stricken over the casting of Tom Cruise. I was sick, and so were thousands of readers and fans who were writing me letters and calling me on the phone, and I didn't have any answers for them. I didn't think he could do it. I didn't think he could play the vampire Lestat. He did it. He did it magnificently. He plays a great Lestat.
He's terrific. He carries the movie.
Absolutely. Well, he doesn't carry it alone. He has Kirsten Dunst playing Claudia, the child vampire, magnificently, and he has Brad Pitt playing Louis, the passive vampire.
No,
but he is definitely great.
Yeah.
If Tom hadn't been able to do this, the movie would not have worked. They could not have saved it, I don't think.
Is it true to the book?
Absolutely. In fact, it's so true to the book that I'm astonished. I didn't know that we'd ever get a movie that would be that true to Interview. I mean, anybody could walk off the street who's read this book, they could walk into the theater, and they know immediately this is Interview with the Vampire. It's the story of Lestat making Louis a vampire, then making Claudia a vampire, Claudia's rebellion, trip to Paris, disaster, so forth and so on. It just proceeds right through the script that I wrote for David Geffen, with some changes and modifications by Neil Jordan, but all of them in tune with the book, all of them in tune with the scaffolding of the script.